it is in the European Union. And bearing in mind that the State Party has enjoyed one of the highest growth rates in gross domestic product and the lowest unemployment levels in the European Union in recent years, I would like to ask you what concrete steps the Czech Republic has taken to phase out institutionalization of children. Is there a national plan of action towards this end with sufficient resources allocated to implement such plan? Now, we have earlier today addressed the problems involved in the fragmentation of responsibilities and the lack of coordination and concerted action by the different ministries. This may constitute a systemic or structural obstacles for progress in deinstitutionalization. Have you taken any steps with regard to structural reforms with the aim of allocating responsibilities for out-of-home placement under one ministry? The Czech Republic has been the only European Union state to continue institutionalizing children under the age of three. The Czech Parliament last month, as has been referred to, passed a landmark proposal that would make it illegal to place children below the age of three into institutional care. If I have understood this correctly, this new legislation means that infant care centers would cease to exist. I want to use this opportunity to congratulate you on this landmark decision. But I want to ask you more about this. Is this law already in force? And to be absolutely sure, does this law equally apply to all children, including Roma children and children with disabilities? How long do you expect it will take to close the last infant care center? Now, my understanding is also that the Parliament last month also decided to raise subsidies for foster parents, which is also very much welcomed. Are there other reforms in the pipelines to enhance the capacity of foster care system, such as pre-training of foster parents, in-service support and counselling, especially with regard to foster parents caring for children with special needs? Now, the UN Guidelines for Alternative Care of Children explicitly state that disability and poverty cannot alone be a sufficient reason for out-of-home placement, and especially institutional placement. Does the Czech government have a strategy to address these serious issues, for example, by introducing effective gatekeeping for out-of-home placement, effective support to vulnerable parents, enhanced financial support and social services, parenting programs or programs to pathway for family unification and reintegration? And finally, it seems to me that there are no regular checks on the fulfillment of the rights of children living in residential care facilities, treatment centers, detention centers, prison facilities, etc. Correct me if I'm wrong, and please inform us how the monitoring of the rights of children in residential care and other institutions are carried out. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to call Mr. Jose Rodriguez Reyes. You have the floor.